meat.
Goo heard it about four times, and then for the next month and a half,
meat
was all that was coming out of his mouth. And I'm like, no, you know what? You can't listen to podcasts anymore because they're a bad influence on
they
you.
Are.
And he just
meat
all the time. Yes.
Well, by the way, we love Big Fatty. He's a
yes, we do. And you know this is going to wind up on his show.
I know. It probably will. Especially because I tell him. But anyway, because you know he's going to love. He'll listen to this episode. That's for sure. I don't know if he listens to all the other programs. But I know he'll listen to this one because they love you.
What I was going to say, and I said this on my show. Mm-hmm. I don't. No, it's not like it shouldn't be true. That's not what I'm saying at all. But I don't know what it is about that man and that show that is so gripping to all of us. I mean, we all like half. Now, is it magical that he's fallen on a perfect format of the 20 minutes and the memory lane music and all the great stuff that, you know, and just his great personality and he's funny and everything? I don't know. It's like I listen to him and I think, why are you so fucking popular? It's not. I'm not saying he's, you know, you shouldn't be, but it's like, why? How did you find this magic formula? How come I have to come back every day and say, oh, is he downloaded yet or uploaded? Is Big Fatty there yet? I got to listen to Big Fatty. No, we can't leave yet, Gooch. I haven't listened to Big Fatty. You know, this is not healthy.
You need to go to BFOAA.
Oh, that's really true. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Auntie Rose Charles.
And I'm a BFOholic.
I need a sponsor.
I hit my bottom when I was licking the computer screen during the Big Fatty Online show number 92.
Yeah, and then your conscience will go, you want to go to a meeting? And you'll be like, yes, for that, for sure. But, he's a icon in the podcasting community.
Yeah, he's got what it takes, that Big Fatty.
And I love his show, and it's hilarious. And I just love when I love it when he's recording, and then he kind of makes a mistake, and then he starts laughing.
No, ma'am, no sirree.
And I just love when he does that, and he goes, I don't make mistakes.
It's already ruined.
Stop. We gotta
yes,
stop.
We do.
Good Lord.
Meat.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 117 of the BFO for Monday, the 14th of July, 2008. And coming up on today's show, I am PPNPS. Do you have any fucking idea what that means? Well, you will in just a moment. Oh, and Miss Kitty is sitting here beside me, too, but he won't talk. He didn't want to talk. He don't listen, either. Oh, Lord, y'all, we are podcasting poolside in Palm Springs. That's what PPNPS means. Okay, great. And it has been a lovely visit here in Palm Springs. Y'all, they have had some weather issues. It appears that wherever Miss Kitty and I go on the California vacation, we take the unusual weather with us. Because, you know, they were having the heat wave up there in the San Franciscos when the highs were going up to about 88, something like that. And y'all, here in the Palm Springs, actually, I think today has been our warmest day here, and the high today was 105. Yeah, which is very cool for Palm Springs, but y'all, the humidity has been horrible. Oh my God, we've just heard from all the locals of how horrible the humidity is, and I was watching, and by the way, for those of you who don't know, Miss Wes from the Live It Up podcast, he is going to be beginning beginning, starting a new podcast about humidity in, it may not be a new podcast, it may just be a new segment on his show. I'm not sure if he's decided that yet, because, you know, he's owned so many podcasts and all. He's owned that dial H for comic books or something, I don't know. But he's going to be giving the relative humidity of some of his favorite cities around the country on the Live It Up. And, you know, nothing says Live It Up like a relative humidity reading. And but the relative humidity here in Palm Springs, I believe it was just horrible the other day, 55%. It was up to 55% the other day. And, of course, I let the people know that in Charleston, when the humidity is 55%, Big Fatty's lips are chapped. So, anyway. But the other interesting thing is, ever since we've arrived, there have been thunderstorms in the forecast. And, you know, it never rains in Southern California. But, oh, does it pour. Man, it pours. That's not the words to that, but it's something like that. I don't know. Anyway, Miss Kitty's looking at me like I'm doing a podcast. In other words, I'm fucked up. But, y'all, the other night, it rained here. There was lightning, you know, heat lightning, and it rained for about 5 minutes. The next morning on the news, it was, you know, the lead news story. They were showing the lightning. They were showing the rain coming down in front of the headlights of the car. I mean, and as soon as it started raining, there were sirens going off and all this kind of stuff. It was just, they'll be glad when we're gone on Tuesday morning, because we'll take that horrible humidity with us. But other than that, it's really been quite lovely. And I have taken a few pictures here at the Helios, but I have not posted them yet. But you can look for those coming up a little bit later this week. And it'll give you an idea of what the place is like. Now, I'm not going to be posting any nudity. Well, there may be one picture of nudity that was taken here at the Helios, but we won't mention who that is. By the way, before I go any further, I am not using the snowflake today, because since I am podcasting poolside, I thought that the ambient sounds might be a little bit too much. And plus, I listened to the other show that I did in my room here at the Helios, and it sounded like I was podcasting from the time tunnel or something like that, or inside my colon or something. But seems like there was something else I was going to say. Oh, we had the big meet and greet on Saturday. And y'all, as Miss Kitty and I, we was at the Hamburger Mary's, and I have posted a few of the pictures from that already over at the BFO, and you can go over there and take a look at them. And it's my understanding that Miss Kim Beaver has already worked her magic on a picture or two also at the Kim Beaver's Lodge, and you can click on that over there at the BFO under the Fat Favorites. But we had quite the hootenanny. Miss Kitty and I arrived about 20 minutes early, and as we're walking up to the Hamburger Mary's, in whirls this blue, what kind of car was that? PT Cruiser. And there's this person in the car just waving, waving, waving. And I turned to Miss Kitty and I said, I think that's Nessa, because that was a female, and that was the only female. Well, female with lady bits, you know, lady junk. That was coming to the hootenanny, because you know there were quite a few females at that hootenanny. And y'all, we have done a couple of group shows. Miss West from not from the way we see it, from Live It Up, and or Live It Up and the Humidity Cast. excuse me, I've contracted the tuberculosis since we've been here at the hotel. So if I cough or have to clear my throat, you'll have to excuse me. But Miss Wes and Tim Cormall, we have done three group shows. Now, Kim. Tim Cormalls has already posted over at Tim Call an Ambulance, and you can find that over there under the Fat Favorites also. And you can go listen to part one of the group shows. And then Miss Wes is going to be posting part two, I believe, either today or Tuesday. And it depends on how much editing he has to do. And then Big Fatty is going to post a special episode of The Gays for the Wednesday show, because, you know, Tuesday is a travel day for Miss Kitty and Big Fatty, and so I won't have time to record anything Tuesday evening for you for a Wednesday podcast. So there'll be an episode of The Gays, which is kind of a continuation of that whole Tim Cormall and Miss West thing, even though we recorded it first. So, you know, it's all kind of discombobulated and ruined, you know, very much like this one is. Now, but you should go over and listen to them. But back to the meet and greet Hootenanny. We arrived, and Nessa was joined us as we first arrived, and the three of us were there, and we chitter-chatted for a little bit. And then we had the arrival of, who was next? It was Miss West was next. Miss West arrived next, and then we had the arrival of Frank and Kevin. Was it Kevin? I called him Larry, but I think it was Kevin. But Frank and Kevin from Atlanta were at the Hootenanny, and then our final two arrivals were Tim and Ron from Washington, D.C. So the Hootenanny was two people from San Diego who drove more than two and a half hours to get here, two people from Atlanta who flew across the country to be here, two people from Washington, D.C. who flew across the country to be here, and the two hosts, Miss Kitty and myself, who flew across the country to San Francisco and then flew from San Francisco to the Palm Springs to be here. Now, you probably are asking yourself, what about Auntie Vera? And basically, here is a response that I received from Auntie Vera when I spoke to her, and I said, now, Auntie Vera, are you and Gooch going to be coming to the big Hootenanny in Palm Springs, which is only about an hour and a half away from where you are? So you'd really be the closest people to Palm Springs for coming to it. And this was the response that I got from the shut-in Auntie Vera.
No, ma'am, no siree.
So, Auntie Vera, even though you couldn't come and join us in the Palm Springs at the Hamburger Mary's, we were talking about you. And I have to say that in the booth right beside us was a couple. And this couple, there were people walking by and saying hello, so I'm sure they're wondering, what the fuck is he doing wearing that headset? You know, hi, I'm Big Fatty. Hi, I'm Big Fatty. Actually, the one was very cute. Anyway, I was looking at them, and they were kind of eavesdropping a little bit, and one of the guys was a distinguished gentleman, I would guess, probably, you know, much older than me, probably 52 or so, and you know, had a nice shaved head and nicely tanned, as if he lived in the Los Angeles area or something. And then there was this sort of ancient cunty mac cunt cunt looking woman sitting there with him, who couldn't be bothered with listening or paying attention to anything except her plate of grub that was put down in front of her. So I would just like to say is, if Auntie Vera and Gooch were sitting at the next booth, Gooch, you look great. and Auntie Vera, you look like Cunty McCuncut. But, you know, that may not have been them. I don't know. There's a picture. I think there's a picture of Nessa over there on the BFO where she is drinking an Appletini, and you can kind of see the image of the man in the background, the mystery man in the background. But, y'all, we had such a good time, and we had some prizes. There were some drawings, and there were autographs and magnets and all kinds of good things. And good food, except for Miss Kitty and I. And we did not eat. We only had the Tanqueray and tonic. And Miss Kitty had the upset tummy. And it was not well planned out on my part as far as our participation in the Hootenanny. But anyway, I think everyone had a good time. Miss Nessa did make it back to San Diego. I'm always concerned with the youngest child making it back home on time. But from what I understand, she did receive one of those Twitty messages, Miss West received one of those little Twitty messages from her saying that she had arrived at home, and I'm guessing that she is now sitting in the corner of her room still shaking, going, and that has nothing to do from the drive, it's just from the meeting of Big Fatty and being horrified by it all. I am happy to say that that Big Fatty did not wear the kilt to this Hootenanny, and there was no inappropriate touching at the Hootenanny. And we'll just leave it at that, okay? And Sunday, Wes, Miss Wes, and Tim, and Ron, and Miss Kitty, and I got back together, and we went and had a lovely lunch at the Sherman's Jewish Delicatessen, and it was quite good. Miss Wes is quite the eater, y'all, is all I got to say. And he wolfed down a corned beef sandwich and potato salad and a couple of glasses of tea before any of the rest of us had even eaten half of our meals. And then the fat ass, oh, I shouldn't say that, the young man ordered a piece of carrot cake. All the rest of us are sitting there going, oh, no, please don't even bring us the menu. No, we don't. No. Don't even bring us the dessert menu. No, we don't. We couldn't possibly. And he goes, I'd like to see the dessert menu. And he had trouble choosing. I thought he was going to order two different desserts, but he had the carrot cake and then made each of us have a bite so that he wouldn't feel quite as guilty. Whatever. So, anyway, but, you know, he looked at the waitress and said, could you bring five forks, and then winked, like, don't fucking bring but one fucking fork, you know, I don't want them eating my cake. So, but it was a delight to meet Miss Wes and Miss Nessa and Frank and Larry from Atlanta. And, y'all, I got to tell you something about Frank from Atlanta. Frank and Larry, they are both cutie patooties. They are some Menzies, and, you know, Big Fatty loves the Menzies, and Frank has got this big old eagle tattoo on his back, and oh, dear Lord, Big Fatty has talked for 20 minutes and not said a damn thing. Imagine that, huh? Well, that's what happens when you podcast poolside. But anyway, Frank's tattoo on his back with the on it, Big Fatty really just wanted to lick on that for a little while. And evidently, according to Frank's husband, Larry, or Kevin, whatever, Frank is a big old whore. Did you get that impression, Miss Kitty? He doesn't know. He don't listen. He didn't listen to the conversation. He don't listen to any of these podcasts. He did have a few questions about who is this Archer person, but, you know, then when we started describing it, he went into some sort of diabetic coma, or, you know, maybe he just had a stroke or something. I don't know. Y'all, I will talk to you again on Tuesday, and I don't know if I'll be poolside or, you know, and perhaps I'll podcast from the sling. Bye-bye. You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.